We are in 2 Samuel, and we're in chapter 18, and we're at verse 26. And just to refresh you, before break, remember Joab had just killed Absalom. Now we're in the midst of the story in which David is told the news. And remember, it was the son of Zadok, the priest Ahimaaz, who wanted to go run. Joab said, no, this is not something you want to tell David. We'll send the Cushite instead. So they sent a Cushite on ahead. Then Ahimaaz insisted on going. So Joab let him go, and Ahimaaz took a shortcut and was going to be the first one to arrive. And so we're right now have switched scenes to place where David is and to the watchman of the city, and as the news is coming. So we're at verse 26 of chapter 18. Vayar hatzofa ish acher ratz, vayikra hatzofa el ha sho'er, vayomer hine ish ratz levado, vayomer hamelech gam ze mevaser. Okay, so verse 26 then, hatzofa. Remember that Zophe is a watcher. It means to watch. This is just a participle used as a noun. So the watchman saw, vayar, from ra'ah. Okay? That's a call, even though there's a patach under the yud. It's just the form of the word. So the watchman saw an ish acher, another man, rots, running. This is a participle from roots. So the watchman saw another man running. And hatzophe, the watchman called to ha sho'er. This is another participle, and it means the gatekeeper or the porter. All right? So, come on in. So the watchman relayed the news to the gate. So the watchman was on top of the wall. You have to imagine this. He saw someone in the distance, and he relays the message to the gatekeeper. And you can see the word sha'ar, gate, in that root sho'er. So the one who keeps the sha'ar is the sho'er. All right? Vayomer, and he said, look, ish rots levado. Look, a man is running, again the participle, levado, alone. Okay, so it was relayed from the watchman to the porter to David. Vayomer hamelech, and the king said, gam seh. Also this man, mevaser. Also this man is bringing good news. This is from, again, a PL participle from Basar to bring glad tidings, good news. Okay, so remember they had already said the same thing about the Cushite. He's running alone, so he's got good news. So they were very hopeful. All right. Questions through 26. Yeah, Will.
This word Basar, it seems to be an important word in the Hebrew Bible, especially since Isaiah
right.
set up this gospel of good news.
Right.
It's used here in the context of defeating someone in battle. So is that the primary context of Basar coming to bring good tidings, or is there other instances that you think of that are these are important times when you use Basar?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting you even asked the question, because we usually translate it as to bring good news or to proclaim good news, and I think it usually occurs in contexts like this. I mean, you know, when you're looking in the narrative. The Jewish Publication Society just translates it as a more general news. This one is coming with news, not necessarily good. So they translate it with as if it's not an indication of good or bad news, just news. They might do that because the adjective tova is actually used in the next verse in connection with the root. But I think this is the kind of context that you're going to see this kind of thing, and it's generally thought to be not just he's not proclaiming we don't know what, but the inference is good news. All right? But I like the JPS's thinking that it's just a more neutral news in which the context tells you whether it's good or bad, because though they thought it was good news, it ended up being really bad, or not really, because that he won the victory as well. It's kind of ambiguous, isn't it? But anyway, notice also, too, I use the participle after zeh with its kind of more verbal force. That's kind of, we've seen that a lot in a narrative like this rather than a perfect form or more regular and imperfect form. Okay. Verse 27 then. Vayomer hatzofeh, Ani roa et merutzat harishon, ki merutzat achimaatz venzadok. Vayomer hamelech ish tov zeh, ve'el berosha tov vayavo. So the watchman said, I roa, notice the participle, I see et merutzat. This is a nice word. Notice the root, roots. Add the mem to it, it becomes the noun. So the noun is merutza, running. And we would probably say the running style. So the Zophar said, I see the running style of the first guy, Harishon, the guy that's out in front. It is like the merutzat, the running style of Achimaatz, son of Tzadok. Okay? So he kind of maybe he waddled or something, I don't know. Vayomer HaMelech, and the king said, Ish Tov Zeh, a good man is this one. This is a good guy. And, okay, now, Ve'el Bero, see, notice how Tova occurs with Besorah. And with news good, he comes, Yavo. So notice here he uses the imperfect. Just notice he used the imperfect yavo, and in the end of verse 26 it was the participle. So you see that kind of interchange. And again, we've seen that before in a narrative like this. Okay, you could translate that yavo is coming or comes. See, he is coming with good news or he comes with good news, depending on the nuance you want to give that verb. Questions through 27. Everybody see the what's going on then? Okay. Verse 28. Vayikra achimaatz vayomer el hamelech shalom vayish tachula melech le'apav artza. Okay. Vayomer baruch adonai Eloheka asher sigar et ha'anashim asher nasu et yadam ba'adoni hamelech. So achimaatz called out and he said to the king, shalom, peace. Vayishtachu, and he bowed down. Okay, this is from what root? Chava. It's the one hishtafel from Chava. The vav, then don't be misled. This is a third masculine singular. And he bowed down to the king. Now, apav, notice the idiom there. Face is always in the plural. This apim, okay? Well, I mean, it's not always in the plural, but in construction like this, when it's face to the ground. So he bowed down to the king with his face to the ground. Notice a locative hey on Eretz. And he said, blessed be the Lord your God, who, sigar, this is easy to remember. Sigar, I always remember, you shut the cigar, the door on the cigar. It means in the call to shut or to enclose. In the PL, you could it seems to mean something like to deliver up. And it's only used, I think, only here with this nuance. Blessed be the Lord your God who has delivered up the men who lifted up their hand against my Lord the King. Okay, so once again, Baruch, call passive participle. Sigar is a PL, perfect, notice. And a Nasu is from Nasa, just a call, third masculine plural, or third common plural. Okay? Any questions on that syntax or anything? Okay, very good. Here's the king's response. Here it comes. Vayomer HaMelech, Shalom la Na'ar le'av Shalom. Vayomer Achimaatz. I love Achimaatz's answer. Ra'iti he hamon hagadol lish loach et evet hamelech yoav et avdeka velo yadati ma. So the king said, now notice the king said here, if you notice the footnote 29a, certain amount of manuscripts have a interrogative hey in front of it, and that occurs later in the text. So it's almost always translated as a question, something like, is it well with the boy, Na'ar, with Absalom? So he still calls Absalom a Na'ar. It's very interesting. So the king said, is it well with the boy, with Absalom? And Achimaatz says, notice how he equivalates, Ra'iti, I saw. Okay, notice that this is a call, perfect, first common singular. I saw Hamon. I saw the crowd, the big. So we would say in the context of the story, I saw this big crowd, Hamon, or this, even Hamon might be better to translate this commotion. I saw this big commotion, okay? Now you have an infinitive construct. So I saw this big commotion, lishloach, at the sending. Okay, notice how that works. I saw this big commotion at the sending. Now you're looking for a subject. Notice you have the direct object marker, Eved, Hamelech. Then you have Yoav. Yoav is the subject of the infinitive. So very woodenly, it's like this. I saw this big commotion when Joab, or at the sending of Joab, or when Joab sent et Eved Hamelech, when Joab sent the servant of the king, now he reiterates, that is, with that vav, et Abdeka, your servant. So he's referring to himself when he says, your servant and the servant of the king. So again, it said, he said, I saw this big commotion, in good English, I saw this big commotion when Joab sent the servant of the king, that is your servant. Velo, but I do not know ma, I don't know what. In English, we probably say, I don't know why. All right? So notice he doesn't really tell him what happened to his son Absalom. Okay? And notice that David doesn't care about the outcome of the battle at all here. Notice, because notice how he responds. Any questions on 30 for, or on 29?
Did he know before? That
I think he did, yeah. I mean, it was pretty clear because remember, Joab told him, don't go. This is not news you want to give. And Ahimaaz has assisted in going. So it's interesting what he doesn't want to deliver that. He just wants to give the news of the battle. And David's not interested in that. That's it, you're seeing kind of a one side of David that you don't normally see, this king and his endless love for Absalom coming through. And you'll see this rhetorically, very powerfully, at the beginning of chapter 19. Okay? So notice how the king responds in verse 30. Vayomer Hamelech, so hityatzev ko, vayiso vayamod. So the king said, so, that's from Sabav, and it's a call imperative, turn, and now here's another imperative, hitpael from Yatzav, to stand, turn, stand here. Okay? So he turned, vayisov is a call, imperfect vav consecutive, again from Savav. So he turned, vayamot, and he stood. Okay? Everybody see the grammar there? So the king didn't even respond to the other news. He just said, turn and stand here, and so he turned and stood. Okay, verse 31. Vehine hakushi ba. Vayomer hakushi yit baser Adoni hamelech ki shafat ka Adonai hayom miyad kol hakamim aleka. All right. And look, the Cushite ba entered. And the Cushite said, okay, here notice the word basar. It's a theme word here, right? And maybe it does take on this ironic tinge because there's supposed to be this great news, but there's bad news too. So it's really kind of this ironic because they all think it's great news. See, yit baser. So the Cushite said, now notice that the verb occurs first in this clause. All right? And so it would probably be something like this. I would give it this, it's like a volitive, a wish. May my lord, the king, be informed, or something like that. Or find out for himself. If you translate with this reflexive kind of nuance with the hith pile has, something like that. May king learn for himself, learn something like that. That, now no, shefateka. Notice the meaning shefat has here. This is a call perfect, third masculine singular with a suffix on it. But it doesn't mean to judge here, it means to deliver. And it's the same meaning we get in the book of Judges. So may the king find out for himself that Yahweh has delivered you, shefateka, hayom, today, from the hand of all Hakamim, those rising up against you. Kamim is again the call participle from Kum. Okay? So he leads with that good news. Does anyone have any questions about the syntax in verse 30 or 31? Okay. Verse 32, look where the king goes. Vayomer HaMelech el HaKushi. HaShalom LaNa'ar LeAv Shalom. Vayomer HaKushi Yihyu KaNa'ar Oyve Aroni HaMelech. V'kol asher kamu aleka l'ra'a. The king said to the Cushite. No, here's the interrogative. Hey, is it well with the boy, with Absalom? And the Cushite said, Yihyu. Now here's, notice again, he leads with the verb. So again, this, it's almost, here's more like an oath. But it's this, I guess wish is the best word. May they be. See, so I would translate that. May they be as the boy. Now notice here's the subject of the Yihyu. Oy vey Adoni HaMelech. See, notice that's enemies of my lord, the king. So the Cushite said, may the enemies of my lord, the king, be as the youth. And now another compound subject. And all who kamu, call perfect, and all who have risen against you for ra'ah, for evil. Okay? So the Cushite delivers the stuff that David dreaded to hear. Cushite gets the blame. All right? So any questions through that chapter? Okay, chapter 19, verse 1, then we get his response. Va yirgaz hamelech, va ya'al al aliyat hasha'ar, va yefk, v'ko amar be lekto. Oh, I want to stop there because I want to show you something. Then the king shook, trembled, ragaz. Okay, just call imperfect vav consecutive from ragaz. The king shook. And he went up from Allah, and he went up to the Aliyat, to the upper room. And notice it's in construct with Sha'ar. So we had the word Sho'er before, the gatekeeper. Here's Sha'ar, the gate. So the king shook, and he went up to the upper room of the gate. So that, you know, if you ever see gates, they actually got rooms in them. And so he must have gone up the top by himself. Vayevk, and he wept. Anyone see what the root is of that? Baka, very good. And it's a call imperfect, vav consecutive. Baka means to weep. And remember, when you have a third hey verb, that hey drops off and everything gets shortened in the vav consecutive. And he wept. And thus he said, be lekto. What's the root of lekto? Halak. Notice it's a call infinitive construct without the suffix at the end would be leket, and so they've simply added the preposition. Thus he spoke in his going, or while he was going. Okay? Thus he spoke while he was going. Now I want you to look at the wording in what follows, and tell me what you think of it. Okay? Bani Avshalom, Bani Avshalom, mi yiten muti ani tachteka. Avshalom bani bani. Okay, what do you notice, just without even translating it? Yeah, notice the repetition. This is one of the most heartrending kind of speeches in the Bible, really. And notice how the repetition serves to convey his grief. You can almost hear him saying it. So, and thus he spoke while he was going. My son Absalom. Mi yitain, that's that idiom. Would that, kind of a wish. Would that, now here's a muti ani. Notice the muti is an infinitive construct, call infinitive construct, from mut with the first common singular suffix. Would that my death, or we would say in English, would that I had died. Ani now reinforces that in the pronoun. we would say in English, me, myself, would that I myself had died probably. Tachteka, from tachat, plus the suffix, instead of you. Takes a plural suffix. Okay, so my son Absalom, would that I myself had died, tachteka, in your place. Avshalom, my son. Extremely powerful. Okay. Good. Any questions about anything through verse 1? We can do one more verse. Yes, Gunter.
These are petitions to
Yes. Because, no, remember in Hebrew, very often the pointing of the pronunciation of the words are connected to each other. So that's why you have the same thing when you have constructs. And so notice that what you have there is an open syllable preceding it. And so it's customary then in the reading that they want you to do here to soften that bait. So it has to do, the phenomenon is called sandhi, S-A-N-D-I, S-A-H-N, one of those, in which the words are more closely linked in their pronunciation than like we would think in English. And there's other languages like that too, even maybe more extreme. But the construct form is another, rather than using an of and keeping the words the same, they actually change the form of one word to connect it to another word. Yeah, Will.
I don't know if it's a characteristic of the language of distress for us or for just the Semitic culture, but there's all the parallel to Jesus on the cross, my God, mm-hmm. my God. You mm-hmm. just said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Right. I think that what we're seeing here is a way people express grief across cultural boundaries. I mean, repetition. Why? Because your thoughts are occupied and you, the superfluity of words, notice, that don't go anywhere. All you can do is kind of repeat. I mean, you get, actually on the other side of the coin, the language of joy, the language of excitement is also repetitious, but in a kind of, it conveys a very different emotion to us. So it's I think, part of the way we express emotion is through repetition one way or the other. It's the same thing with excitement, right? It's like you can't think of the right words, so you just keep saying the same things over and over. How do you get it out? How do you get your grief out? Well, there's no way. You just can only say Absalom and my son in different combinations, kind of. That's why we sense the emotion so easily, right? It just kind of comes through. Okay? All right. Very good. Let's stop here then. And because it really starts kind of a little different tact in the following verses. All right, so we'll continue with what happens to David next week. Thanks, you guys.